that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
It's time for the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
If you have a physical or a spiritual need today, you can call 882-7360. Or if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to give and to satisfy some of the needs of the people who may call in, you can call 882-7360. The week before last, I was saying how I was excited that the spirit of revival was returning to Roane County. And I've got some more information on revival that I'll tell you a little bit later. But during that broadcast of 2 weeks ago, I gave the ministers that were listening a charge to do as Jesus said in the Great Commission and to go out and to preach the gospel to every creature this summer during the revivals. Now, that's the preacher's responsibility, to preach the word. But today, the Lord has spoken to me to teach the people that it's the people's responsibility to be good listeners and doers of the word. And we're going to be reading out of Mark chapter 4. So if everybody would turn over there, we'll begin reading out of verse 14. Jesus was telling a parable to his disciples, and he told it in a very secretive way, and he told it, he gave too many clues, not enough hints, not enough of what they needed to understand, so he retold it in simpler language. And in verse 14, he starts the parable and says that the sower soweth the word. And these are they that are by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, but have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. Jesus was telling his disciples a parable about their going out and preaching the word. But it was a parable from told from the other angle. It was told by Jesus to his disciples, but he was talking more about the people that was receiving the word rather than the ones who was giving the word. Because the only verse in there that Jesus mentioned about the disciples preaching was verse 14, the sower soweth the word. Now, if there's any farmers out there, I'm sure they are listening in, you know what it's like to sow seeds and to have them planted. You have to plow the dirt up, and you put the seed in. You cover the furrows back, or you cover up the holes where the seeds are at, and you have to care for that field. But it's really all up to God whether that thing grows or not, because He has to send rain, He has to send the sunshine, He has to do all the things to get the garden to grow. But one of the more important things is the soil that it's planted in. If it's rocky, or if there's lots of weeds that grow up in it, there's a lot of things that can go wrong with that crop, with the food that's growing. And here Jesus is saying that it's the soil, it's where you plant the seed that really matters a whole lot. Now he says in verse 15, he says, "These are they which are by the wayside." Now, to understand this better, these are the people that are on the far away side. They're the ones that are in the back bench, that are backbenchers, the ones that sit back and they just kind of come just to be at church, just to say they've been there, to go through the ritual, and then they leave, and it doesn't profit them anything. There's also, this might include the once-in-a-blue mooners, those folks that might come maybe once a month or once every 2 months. The spectators that come to church just to watch and see what everybody else is doing. There's a lot of folks like that, and it's a sad thing to think about, but there are a lot of folks that hear the word that it doesn't profit them in any way, because as soon as they have heard the word, Satan cometh immediately and taketh the word that was sown in their hearts. They come in to hear, and they hear the word, but as soon as they walk out the door, even before they get in their car, the Bible says that immediately Satan comes and takes that word away from them. It doesn't do them any good. Now, in verse 16 and 17, Jesus talked about those that were sown on stony ground. And when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. They might have a touch from God. They might say a sinner's prayer and come close to the Lord. They receive the word with gladness, but the Bible says they have no root in themselves. And it's just there on the surface. What they've received has just gone to the surface. It hasn't gone to the heart. It hasn't gone deep in the ground. It says that they have no root in themselves. And it endures just for a short time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, the Bible says immediately they are offended. Like I said, this might be folks that might come in and hear the word and receive it, and it touches their heart. They feel the convicting power of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they have an experience at the altar. They might say a sinner's prayer and start to come close to the Lord. But it doesn't go deep within. It doesn't go to the heart, my friends. And when they leave, you know, they might go back to work, and they might start saying, "Hey, I'm a Christian." And when they find out maybe the friends that they had at one time just don't want to associate with them anymore, or they start telling bad jokes and they want to go back in and get involved with it again, there's a lot of persecution there. And, oh my goodness, my Bible says that the way of a transgressor is hard, but Jesus said, "My burden is easy and my yoke is light." And I know it's a wonderful thing to know that the life of a Christian is easy. But at the same time, it needs to be told to everyone that hears the word that there is going to be some persecution that comes in their life. There is going to be some hardships that come in their life. And if a person knows beforehand that they're going to go through these things, it helps a whole lot when this persecution does come. The Bible says if a man builds a tower, he needs to count the cost of what it's going to cost, because if he lays the foundation and then cannot build the tower, that the people will just laugh at him. Now let's read in verse 18. It says that these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now there's a few kind of people that this could be. This could be one that they know what the word is, but they love the world too much to give it up. They can't give up worldly things, or later they choose worldly things over God. Another case that this could be is where just the worldly things come in and it just interrupts their life with God. Like for example, I was went to a church one time a long time ago where the preachers would preach, you know, how prayer can be answered. God answers prayer. But then the prayers sometimes would change from the things of God. We would stop praying for revival and stop praying for new people to come in, and we'd start praying for cars, or we'd start praying for money. And it just seemed like the things of the world came in and just interrupted our life with God and our touch with God and our connection with Him. It interrupted our prayer life. It interrupted our faith. It interrupted everything that came across. And I want to tell you, when you receive that word, Christians, you need to be careful that the worldly things don't enter in. The Bible says if you seek ye first the kingdom of God, then all these things will be added unto you. But right now, if you're starting to walk with God, just keep your eyes on Jesus. Paul said, run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now in Mark chapter 4, verse 20, Jesus told of one other kind of person that hears the word. He said, "And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold." My friends, if you hear the word and you apply it to your life, you bring it in, and there's a place in Proverbs that we'll read tonight that I'd like to touch more on this tonight, that it says if you come in and you apply the word to your own life, that you will bring forth fruit. If you hear the stories of Jesus and how he came to earth and died for our sins, you can go out and if you apply that to your life and you say, "Well, I want to be a good disciple of Jesus," and tell others, when others hear, you might win 30 souls or 60 souls, or even, its Bible says, some 100-fold. Whatever is delivered unto you, if you apply that to your life, you will reap a 30-fold or 60-fold or 100-fold. Whatever is ministered to you, you can minister out that much more to other people. I tell you what's an amazing, how God can take one person or one man and do wonders. I've been reading out of the Old Testament how Moses went through and he led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt and how he ministered unto these people. And it seemed to fall, it didn't fall on good ground, my friend, because they, even though they saw the miracles that God did, they saw them part the Red Sea, they saw God come down on the Mount Sinai, they saw God bring manna down in the wilderness, they just couldn't receive it. And although they heard the words of the Lord and they heard how the Lord spoke through Moses, they couldn't receive that word. And they just tempted the Lord God over and over again. They weren't good ground, my friend. But I want to tell you today that we as Christians and we as hearers of the word need to receive the word. And we need to plow up our soil. We need to get ready to receive the word. We need to get ready to hear it and to receive it and to take it in. And then know ahead of time that we're going to apply the word of God to our own lives. Otherwise, it doesn't mean a whole lot. All right, now let me turn over to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. There's a scripture verse here that really sums all that up, what I've been trying to say. Hebrews 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. It was preached unto those that had the good soil and as well as those that did not have the good soil. They had stony ground or with thorns or whatever. And it says it was the gospel was preached unto us as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Here in Hebrews, the chapter 4 and verse chapter 3, Paul has been talking about the Moses and about those children of Israel who did not believe. They didn't mix what they saw with faith. They saw the manna come down, but they couldn't have faith to believe it was going to come down tomorrow. They saw God part the Red Sea, but they didn't have the faith to apply it to their own life and say, well, God's going to take care of the problems in my own life. I mean, he did it for Moses, but they don't have the faith to believe that God will do it for you. My friend, the Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. And if what God does for one person, he will do for another person if you just follow after the Lord. The Bible says, they that come unto God must know that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My friend, we need to diligently seek the Lord today. As you go to church and as you go to revivals during this summer and throughout the rest of your lives, get ready as you go to church. Prepare yourself to receive the word and to receive the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you go home, apply it to your life. Now tonight I'm going to be speaking on, if it be the Lord's will, I'm going to be speaking on how you can apply it to your own life and how you can use the word in your own life and what good it will do. Because there is a lot of good that will come about, a lot of fruit that you can bear, a lot of things that God will do in your life if you will hear the word, take it in, and then apply the word. The Bible says to do the word, to be doers of the word and not hearers only. But we're going to get to that tonight. I'm just so excited. I can't hardly hold it back. My time's getting close to running out, so I better make a few announcements. Now, you're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church where Arthur York Jr. is the pastor. The church is located near downtown Harriman on the hill behind the Robo Car Wash, which is right there on the main street of town. Now, tonight is the night that we have our normal monthly gospel singing service, and the Admirations from Rockwood will be there to sing, and it's just going to be a night of praise and fellowship, and I just invite everyone to come down to that service. Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. will be the regular Sunday morning service. As I was saying at the beginning of the broadcast, I've got some news about revival. The Lord's been speaking to us to hold revival at the church. And until God says stop, revival services will be held every night at 7 p.m. starting tomorrow night. I believe there's going to be a different speaker every night. I don't know. The Lord's just going to have to speak to us about that and tell us what to do, really. Because at the services at the church, the Lord, there is no program. When you walk in, you're not going to receive a little program in your hands because God leads the service. Whatever he wants done, the people do it. Whoever God wants us to pray for, that's who we pray for. I mean, God is in control. Whatever songs to be sung, God's in control of that too. But again, I'd like to invite you to come to these services. They'll be held every night at 7 p.m. And if you need additional directions to the church, you can call me at home, 882-7360. Now let me make one more announcement. A good friend of mine from Wartburg named Robert Arms is going to be preaching on WBBX Radio every Saturday starting today. Now, his broadcast comes on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'd like to ask you to tune in and support this brother as he begins a work for God. Of course, don't forget to listen to the evening edition of the Spirit and Truth broadcast at 6 o'clock, and as I remind the listeners each and every week, keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.